going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Target CEO Brian Cornell reportedly called a meeting with Reverend Al Sharpton to discuss boycotts against Target after Reverend Sharpton released this statement saying, if an election determines your commitment to fairness, then fine. You have a right to withdraw from us, but then we have a right to withdraw from you. Reverend Sharpton told CNBC that he was interested to see if Target CEO was willing to confirm its commitment to the Black community and reaffirm a previous pledge to support Black-owned businesses. After the meeting, Reverend Sharpton posted on Instagram that the meeting was, quote, very constructive and candid. Sharpton also stated that he would inform allies, including Reverend Jamal Bryant, of the discussion with Target CEO. Since the meeting, Pastor Jamal Bryant says now that the 40-day Target fast is over, Black consumers should still continue to boycott Target since the Target has not made any changes. Yeah, so it's still on, according to Bishop Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what? Can I just say this? I think.
What you think?
Well, go ahead, Steve.
I think even though Al Sharpton has been at this longer in terms of an activist.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jamal Bryant may be a little bit in his feelings because they didn't meet with him.
Oh, okay.
And he's probably wanting the credit for being the biggest contributor to this, which I can't argue that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And when they met with Al Sharpton, but not with Jamal Bryant, he will be in his feelings some kind of way because this was, so to speak, his baby.
Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton is a shaker and a mover and can get things done. And I think it's time for us to collaborate, the Jamal Bryants and the Al Sharpton, so we can have a point of action. What hurts us most in our community is when we go our separate ways.
Yeah.
We have got to do something we've never done before. Unify.
Mm-hmm,
that's
sure.
been the hardest thing for our community to do. And so it's And Al Sharpton reached out to tell Jamal Bryant, but Jamal Bryant say, well, even though the 40-day fast is over, we should continue because they still in his ways. He may have a very, very valid point.
Mm-hmm.
But Al Sharpton as a leader and Jamal Bryant as a leader of some people should get together.
Come together.
And get a consensus.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring it to the people collectively and stop all this individual going down here and coming out with your own version of it when you're asking all of us to do something.
Yeah. Well, at least all of us stuck together in the Target boycott itself. That we did.
Not
that.
All of us.
Well,
all of us.
We're talking about the people on this show.
We got, We got somebody on this show I ain't really sure about. You tell Mississippi she can't go to Target. You might as well just cut her left foot off.
All right. Moving on. This is a serious story. I'm sure you guys know about this. Shannon Sharp, host of Club Shay Shay, is being sued for $50 million by an unnamed woman that is accusing him of sexually violating her during their rocky but consensual two-year relationship. The 13-page lawsuit was filed in Nevada on Sunday and accuses Shannon Sharp of assault, battery, sexual battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. He is also accused of recording their sexual encounters and sharing the videos with others. According to the lawsuit, they met back in 2023 at a gym in LA, and the plaintiff is 30 years younger than Sharp. The lawsuit alleges that Sharp was controlling and verbally abusive, and when the plaintiff tried to distance herself from Sharp in October of last year, he forced himself on the plaintiff. And in January of this year, according to the lawsuit, Sharp went to the plaintiff's house and violently sexually assaulted her again. The unnamed plaintiff is being represented by attorney Tony Busby. Sharp's attorney issued a statement on his behalf, calling the plaintiff's allegations BS and shared graphic messages that allegedly came from his accuser. And those messages back up Sharp's side of the story. Wow.
This is, Busby is just everywhere.
Every time we
see, that for me draws a red flag. Mm-hmm. This guy, Tony Busby, man, is... If he's an opportunist, and if he can find a way to capitalize on a celebrity and bring him down for some money, he gonna take it.
He's doing it.
Now, I've read...
They didn't contact him.
Uh-huh. I've read the text exchanges that allegedly come from this victim.
From the plaintiff and Sharp?
Yeah, they are graphic.
The receipts are graphic, yeah.
Yeah. Here's my opinion of this, and I'm not passing judgment either way.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is this. I get concerned when I hear things like this, because let's suppose this turns out to be false. I'm just saying, let's just suppose. This is a hypothetical. If this turns out to be false, see, the damage to this man's career, brand, and image is done. And then what happens when you find out that this was a consensual relationship for 2 years, and according to those texts, that everything... Now, I'm not saying nothing happened. I don't know. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying, let's if this works out to where he's proven not guilty, the person... Yeah, man, because now you come in here and you slander this guy. And look, it's no telling what's going to happen behind this. Because once you turn it into this, ESPN might have to have a say-so. Mm. Podcast people might have to have a say-so, And so I'm concerned about that.
All right. We need to do a thorough investigation.
Yeah.
Just because receipts at air doesn't mean she's not telling the truth.
What is they making videos for? What is that?
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.